Or by the time he did, it wouldn't have mattered anyway. But Joseph was a man who told the truth. He was not winning friends, he was representing God. Then Joseph answered and said, "This is its interpretation. The three baskets are 3 days. Within 3 more days Pharaoh will lift up your head from you and will hang you on a tree, and the birds will eat your flesh off you." Genesis chapter 40, verses 18 through 19. "The three baskets are 3 days," said Joseph. "This means that in 3 days you will be executed." The news was grim, but Joseph told him the truth. I emphasize this point because I want you to understand that having a contagious positive attitude toward God does not mean living unrealistically where you tell everybody nice, upbeat things all the time, whether they are true or not. I believe in thinking positively, but I don't believe in phony baloney. I believe in thinking positively because I believe that's the only way Christians really think aright, as we see things through Christ's eyes. But that's not the same as thinking unrealistically or living in a dream world or saying something to someone just to make them feel good. Joseph said, in effect, "My friend, your days are numbered." And that is exactly what happened. The events involving both men came about precisely as Joseph had predicted. Thus it came about on the 3rd day, which was Pharaoh's birthday, that he made a feast for all his servants. And he lifted up the head of the chief cupbearer and the head of the chief baker among his servants. And he restored the chief cupbearer to his office, and he put the cup into the Pharaoh's hand. But he hanged the chief baker, just as Joseph had interpreted to them. Genesis chapter 40, verses 20 through 22. Joseph's disappointment. When Joseph saw the cupbearer taken from the prison, he must have thought, "Now's my chance. This guy has Pharaoh's ear. He'll get me out of here." We don't know whether Joseph knew what happened to these men, but when their release came within the predicted time, he must have figured that, with God's help, he had given the correct interpretation of the dreams. So he waited hopefully for his opportunity to be released and set free. Surely he anticipated the warden coming in and announcing, "You've been set free, Joseph. You've been remembered and vindicated." Though he had done no wrong, though he had told only the truth, though he had specifically requested to be remembered, only silence prevailed. Joseph's long-awaited hopes were dashed. Yet the chief cupbearer did not remember Joseph, but forgot him. Genesis chapter 40, verse 23. Now it happened at the end of 2 full years that Pharaoh had a dream.